Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider Podcast. My name is Jared Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, the beat writer, the heart of Giants Nation, the man who breaks down the film on Twitter, Chris Bisignano. Chris, you know, last week we said if this game is close, I'd be happy. Of course, we know that's never the case. When the game's over, you're obviously disappointed in a loss. Thought they played well overall. But I'm going to give you two words that seems to be the lightning rod of the organization right now and what everyone on Twitter is talking about, and they are Daniel Jones.
Okay. Well, are they benching him?
No. Just it's the hot topic. Okay. He's the hot topic.
Yeah, sure. It should be.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, I'm sorry, buddy. I thought I cut you off.
No, that's all I got. That's it.
Oh. Daniel Jones? Oh.
Yeah, I just wanted to get your, look, I was going to say the defense played well last night. The offense played well, and it's a crappy segue I gave in. But the difference to me in that game seemed to be some errors that were made throughout the night by the quarterback. And he's the biggest topic on Twitter now. And there's the Jones fans and those who say, let's move on. So that's where I am. And I think we should probably start there. That's all.
Right. I got it. Look. I was fuming last night.
Yeah.
And that's why I threw that tweet out there about, franchise quarterbacks just don't do these things,
Right.
He's trying to do too much, mm-hmm. okay? And he's got guys draped all over him, and he's throwing interceptions in the plus zone. Borderline plus zone. Right. It's the momentum swings. Yes, last night he ruined two momentum swings the Giants had.
Yeah, he did.
And it shifted over to Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that with Tom Brady,
Right.
It's week after week.
Yeah.
This kid has to get in his head and stop trying to do too much.
Right.
Because I'm telling you, it's not the coaches that are saying, yo, just be Brett Favre and sling it. Don't worry about it.
Right.
No.
Right.
They're teaching him. Mm-hmm. Take the sack if you have to. Live for another play. Or throw the ball away. Live for another play. And, Jerry, the bottom line is, this kid's got talent, dude.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people don't want to hear that. But this kid's got talent. And that two-minute drive at the end of the game showed it.
Yeah, and he finally showed it, right? Like, not finally showed his talent, but it was, all right, here we go. Let's drive. Give me this drive down the field moment. He showed it against the Eagles. That 97-yard one should have been the winner. And Evan Engram was the guy last week, right? Now, he drove down the field, and he made one play where he rolled right and kind of looked like he almost like threw it off his back foot to Slayton. It was an incredible play. But your point about doing too much, even Bruce Arians said that today. Like that, the kid is trying to do too much over there, but he's got a lot of talent. So I think you hit the nail on the head, Chris. He's a very talented kid. What's surprising me is his lack of good decisions, right? I thought that's something that he would have had with him. I was more, when he was drafted, it was the concern was the fumbling, and he didn't have the strongest of arms. That was what you were told, right? Well, he has a strong arm. It's his bad decisions that he's making that's a concern, for me and I think for Giant fans everywhere.
And it's a it's a very accurate, Jerry, very what's the word I'm looking for? Man, get off the golf course. My head is in a fog.
I would say assessment.
it's a correct assessment,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
It's a valid concern.
Yeah.
By Giant fans,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
And by everybody.
Yep.
Because the kick does it over and over.
Right.
Even the last drive, like I just mentioned, he did so many good things, right?
Yeah.
That throw to Tate was incredible.
Yeah, it was.
But then, he turns around and on a two-point attempt, look, we could argue about the flag all you want. But the two-point attempt, it should have never come to that flag.
Right.
He has to get it out quicker, and I'm going to put it out on the old 22, you're going to see a lot tomorrow, okay?
Right.
You got to get it out quicker, and you got to lead him more on the outside. And that's not even – Antoine Winfield's not even going to get there.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
So yeah.
And all the good things he did in that one drive, And then he turns around and does it's an alarming mistake.
I was going to say, even if he didn't get it out fast, just throw it more towards the pylon and you have a shot at that play. But you're right. There was two mistakes on that one. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And you know, look, Jerry, rookie quarterbacks in this league, he's not a rookie, but just listen to my point. Rookie quarterbacks in this league, when they come up and they start playing in this league, they'll do something like that. They'll take an extra second to get it out because they're so used to the game speed, not as fast as the NFL. And then they have to adjust the NFL. And Antoine Winfield, he came from across the formation and made that play yesterday.
Yeah.
The point being is that you can't say, well, Jones is a rookie. He's not used to his NFL speed yet because this is his second year. He's used to the NFL speed.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Joe. Yeah.
Yeah, not to compare, but Joe Burrow, he's used to the NFL speed already, right? And I'm just saying that's guys they're gonna point to, rookies, right? That are excelling, that didn't have training camp either, that are doing very well, and maybe not don't have the most talented team around them. So that's what Jones is up against. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a bad read. He hopped a little bit with that one foot, got it out too late, and I know it was a controversial call. They picked up the flag and all that, but it shouldn't have come to that. Should never care because that was a mistake by Jones. And I asked him about it after the game, and he basically said, yeah, I got to get it out early,
earlier. Yeah.
And look, the turnovers, you know, it's maddening. Look, this kid is maddening at times.
Yeah, they were two of the worst interceptions I've seen in a long time in one game. They were bad.
Now forget about that. Put that aside. Yeah. He missed guys down the field.
Yeah.
Now, so Jason Garrett really opened the playbook. Look, Jerry, beginning of the week, when we start breaking down the Tampa game or the upcoming opponent, what did I say?
The shots will be there. You got to take them this week.
I mean, dude, just look at the film. This isn't rocket science.
Right.
So Todd Bowles is going to be aggressive, but I did say if that offensive line holds up at times, he's going to get shots down the field. Remember?
Yep,
I did. He got shots down the field, and he missed them. And yeah. I know people like some people like, well, who came up short armed? Who lost any of your lights? And who lost? I mean, come on, guys. He missed a couple of guys that were open.
He didn't even look at Slayton on the one interception. Slayton was running by himself. Mm-hmm. I mean, he could have underhanded it down the field. He would have got him.
I got to be honest with you. You texted me that last night, and I saw that all over Twitter. You know, you remember, Jerry, when you're at these games, you miss a lot of
that.
I want to look at that on the film.
Well, no, that was the one that he overthrew in the end zone.
Right, I heard a lot of people say that, you know, that one of those interceptions, Slayton was wide open.
I think it was the first interception, Slayton was running by himself down the field. No one was on him, right? If he looks left, he hits him.
Okay, Jerry, I did not see that yet.
Sure.
But tomorrow, obviously, when I break down every play, I will see that. But you pointed it out to me, and a lot of people on Twitter were saying, yo, Slayton was wide open.
Yeah.
You know?
And then I was going to say, the other one that he missed Slayton in the end zone, if there was one pass where I thought he didn't see it, that was the one because I watched the replay. I kept rewinding it, and it looked like Slayton didn't know it was going to him. So, look, it was overthrown a little. But I thought that was the only one where I thought Slayton could have had it. The one that drove me crazy real quick was the Sterling Shepard one where you had – and I love Lewis Riddick. We know – look, if the Giants should consider him this coming offseason. But Lewis Riddick was almost kind of bending over backwards for Jones saying, well, Sterling Shepard was turned his head so it slows you down. It's like, wow, guys, that ball was overthrown. Shepard was open. I mean, I never heard that excuse made before where Shepard turned around too quickly. That was the one that got on my nerves the most. But
and Jerry, I want to ask you about another play.
Yep, go ahead.
Because like I said, dude, I got to look at all these plays over and over, but in the booth you miss a lot and you don't, you know. The Evan Engram completion, it looked like if he hit him on the inside, well, Evan's got an easy touchdown. Am I wrong with that?
I didn't think anything of it at the time. You're pointing it out now, maybe. It was funny you say that because the other one that drove me crazy was the free play he had. And Jones was smart enough to know he had a free play, and he threw the ball out of bounds. I don't know if the wind took it, but it was like, why did you do that? Like,
no, there was no, Jerry, there was no wind.
So that's what you said. You said there's no wind. The wind is done.
The wind was done.
So he saw that he had a free play, and then he threw it out of bounds. So that's like you said, man, the maddening stuff with him. I mean, there were 6, 7, 8 throws last night where you're like, just, geez, man, connect on one of them for God's sake.
Yeah, look, Jason Garrett has been, you know, he's caught a lot of criticism for not taking more shots down the field.
Well, the last 2 weeks, his game plan's been fine. Sorry.
Well, Jason Garrett called a heck of a game plan. Yeah. Yep. Right? He took 6 shots, 20 plus more yards, you know?
Yeah.
And he only connected on 2. But the thing was, it wasn't like there was good coverage. And you say, okay, well, there were 2 out of 6, but they had good coverage. I mean, it was guys that were open, man.
Wide open. Wide open.
So, Jerry, look, these last 8 games are going to be big for Daniel Jones.
I could not agree more. That was going to be my next point. I'm so glad you said it.
Okay. You want to talk about it or you want me to keep going?
Keep going.
Okay. So these last, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Now stop it. You know, oh, should he get benched and all that? The Giants are 1-7. Why would we be thinking about benching Daniel Jones?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
These last 8 games are going to be big for the young man because, to me, it's going to show Joe Judge and Gettleman's going to be gone. And the next general manager coming in, all right, what do we want to do with this kid, you know?
Yep.
Because, I know people want to say, oh, Eli was the same way and all that, you know, and this and that. But it's Manning because he's doing the same things over and over, you know?
Right.
So let's see these last 8 games, what he does. And then they're going to have to make a decision of what they want to do with Jones.
Right. You know, yep. I agree because
in my opinion.
Yeah, Chris, I was going to say the same thing. And I thought, am I thinking about this too early? Because people will jump on it. But you're exactly right. And I have to be right because you think it too. Usually, if one of us thinks one way, it's like, well, let me think this through. We're both saying the same thing. They're going to look at this 8 games left. It's not just Trevor Lawrence coming out, guys. And the Jets are going to get him because I don't think the Jets are going to finish higher than the Giants. I think they'll have less wins than the Giants when it's all said and done. But there's Justin Fields and there's Trey Lance, right? I'm just saying these are guys that are going to go in the top 10 that everyone's talking about where the new GM might say, that's who I want. And we've said this since last year. We said, when you get rid of the head coach and you keep the GM, what happens when a new GM comes in and says, I want this guy? So to your point, Chris, I think they'd have to have Judge's blessing on it. But I think he's going to be evaluated for the next 8 games. I don't think there's any question about it.
I mean, obviously, unless Gettleman stays, which I don't think is happening.
Right.
Okay? But if
right.
Gettleman stays, obviously, this is probably not going to even be a question. Right? Jones is going to be, you know, that's his guy, right?
Do you think there's any scenario now where Gettleman can stay?
I don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't see it because I tell you why. And if people want to say, well, you know what? These games have been really close. They almost had a couple upsets, this and that. Yeah, but I'm attributing that to the coaching staff.
Yeah, I agree.
I thought Patrick Graham did a hell of a job. That said, now,
well,
mind you, once again,
yeah,
the defense, you know, did blow a lead.
Right.
They couldn't get a stop when they had it again, you know.
Yeah.
They did overall. In the first half, Brady was – now, Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback probably ever to play this game.
Yeah.
He's seen every damn coverage known to mankind. And, Jerry, I'm telling you, last night Brady in the first half – even he was like, what the hell are they doing out there at times? The way they were disguising blitzes and disguising looks.
Yeah, the only thing that annoyed me with Graham, and tell me if I'm wrong, and it's fine, was there were a couple times where he had a 3-man rush, and I just thought, why are you rushing 3 against Tom Brady? Like, there were certain times where he just drew it seemed like that never worked. When he rushed 3,
it
just was like, oh, you're giving him – you can't give Tom Brady that much time. But that's the only
–
that was the only nitpicky part about it. Like, oh, man, I just wish he wouldn't do that.
Yeah. That's part of his plan,
yeah.
Graham. He will throw some 3-man looks at times, 3-man pressure. And he usually does a 3-man pressure with a 4 mirror. You know, the fourth guy is like a mirror, which they didn't need against Brady, you know?
Right.
I have to say a little pissed at Graham a little bit when he went soft at the end of the first half
exactly.
And allowed him to go down the field.
Exactly. Yep.
Like, I understand the thinking. You don't want to give up a big hit. You're up 14-3, right?
Yeah.
But they, you know, I saw it. They were doing cover 2, cover 3, and Brady just marched them down the field, and they got that field goal. You know.
Yeah. Real quick, isn't it funny though? Like we're being nitpicky with, or we're criticizing, or constructive criticism of Graham and Garrett a few weeks ago, but it's so different from the last 2 years where you look at Betcher, you're like, oh my God, Jerry, this guy can't coach defense. And Shermer with his play calling and clock management. And you're like, we're doomed. You're not feeling this way with this coaching staff, and that's across the board.
Yeah, look, Jerry, you know, the defense deserved better. They held the team that averaged 31 points a game to 25.
Right.
And that's big, 6 points in the NFL.
Sure.
Okay?
Yep.
They averaged 380, something like that, yards a game, whatever it was. They had 340, I think, last night, 330, something like that. They did a good job. Brady, look, they were a good running football team. They shut that down. Right?
Yep.
And they basically did a pretty decent job on Brady. Look, Brady's Brady. He's going to get you at times, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that throw to Mike Evans in the corner, there's probably not a cornerback alive that could cover that fade, that corner fade, because that was just Tom Brady at his finest.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So Graham's defense, they did a lot of good things against a real good offense, you know?
Yeah.
And they deserved better last night, Jerry. I'm sorry. They deserved better.
I agree. You know? I agree with you.
Now, Garrett, a lot of good things last night.
Yeah.
You know? And he's going with a very young offensive line. You know? He was taking vertical shots. He even got Tolu Lola involved a little bit last night.
Yeah, amazing, right?
Ran the ball a little bit at 102 yards, I believe, if I remember right. All right? But you can't overcome. When you're playing teams like Tampa and Tom Brady, you can't overcome stupid turnovers, Jerry.
No, you can't.
And it killed them last night.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, it did.
So you're looking about maybe 7 to 14 points off the board. You're moving the ball. And then you give the ball back to Brady.
Yeah.
You know, and he burned them twice after those interceptions.
Yep.
Can't do that against the greatest ever, man. You're going to lose the game. You're not talented enough. So getting back to Jones, these last 8 games are going to be very big. You know, is it safe to say, Jerry, audition? I don't know, but they're going to really evaluate this kid after these next, you know, obviously the whole 16-game season and his last 8 games, you know. He's not getting benched and any of that, you know, so.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think it's a I think you're smart to say it's an audition. I think it's wise. I think it's the scenario. I think it will totally be an audition for the next 8 games because he's regressed and while I actually think he's better at not fumbling now, right? He seems to be holding on to the ball. Yeah. He's being much more careless. He's going to have to be more careful the rest of the way. Now, we know, look, they have their problems on this roster. But, you know, Sterling Shepard, Darius Slayton, Evan Engram last night, like, that's not the worst receiving core in the league, right? Golden Tate even made a play. And I know he's trying to talk his way out of town now. It's not going to happen, or didn't happen. But, like, I look at the receivers last night, and I'm like, well, they didn't look, I don't know. I mean, I know we say there's no playmakers, but Shepard's back. He's healthy. Guys were open, and he missed them. So.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Jerry? When Shep's in a lineup.
It's different.
There's playmakers.
Right.
Slayton could get over the top of you.
Right.
Shep could do some things with those routes.
Engram had a good game.
Evan played well.
Yeah.
Okay, there's weapons out there. Obviously, Saquon, you know, we all know he's gone for the year. But like you said, like Garrett's like, okay, we'll open this up here. And he missed him.
Yep.
You know? So there's, look, Jerry, in my opinion, I shouldn't say my opinion. Okay, let's get this fact. That's twice I said in my opinion. But let's get, it's facts, okay? I don't want to sound cocky, but it's facts. They need a true number one receiver.
Yes, they do.
To me, that's what you got to get in this offseason is a true number one. Look, Jerry, this team is not far off. Now,
it's amazing, isn't it? They're not.
They have holes in the roster,
yeah.
Obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
But an edge guy, a guy could get to the quarterback, and a true number one receiver, and you got Xavier McKinney on the back end coming back, you know, next year and all that, and you could do some things. Why, Chris? Well, Chris, come on. Well, I'll tell you why, because you look at the games they've lost this year, and they lost this, Jerry. We understand that. There's no moral victories. We've said this 1,000 times. But tell me this coaching staff isn't doing a hell of a job.
I have never once said, and I almost, for those of you who read the Giant Insider, I almost want to apologize because I keep repeating the point. We got the guy. I said to my wife today, like, she's like, you're not as upset as you usually are. I said, because we have a coach now that if he's, you know, if they could work out contracts with him every 4 years or so and stays healthy, we're going to have him a very long time. I believe in this guy. Like, We got that part of it right, which is why I asked you last week, like, who would you trade places with in the division? And I really like, I'm a huge fan of Joe Judge and the choices he's made on this staff as well.
Jerry, quick question for you.
Yes.
If the staff of last season, of Mike Shula, right?
Chris, you know what? Hold that 1 second, guys. First, before Chris gets to that question, this is a tease, if you will, a word from our sponsor. Between the NFL and college football, there's no shortage of games to watch. And with thousands of lines available on all your favorite sports and events, you can turn your game day into payday with MyBookie. If you're the type of guy who likes to back the big favorites, consider putting a couple in a parlay for a much bigger payout. Not only do parlays make meaningless games exciting, but more importantly, they give you a chance to turn ordinary bets into real moneymakers. And don't forget the underdogs. They have a ton of value as well. The thing about the NFL is that underdogs are never really dogs on Sunday, except the Giants, maybe. Every team truly has a chance to win, except the Jets. And you do too. Game spreads, championship futures, and player prop bets. It's never too late to get in on the action and start turning your sports knowledge into actual cash in your wallet. Sign up at MyBookie, and when you do, use our promo code GIANT to claim a deposit match, dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. It's a bonus designed to give you a little help and a head start in your winning season. That's promo code GIANT for you to claim your bonus when you make your deposit. Stacked UFC cards, presidential prop bets, all the major sports and more. Sign up today and begin your winning season exclusively at MyBookie. Again, promo code GIANT. All right, guys, time for a favor for a buddy of mine because we're in the favor business. My buddy Mark Fish wants me to mention a toy drive called Wheel to Heel. It's the Apex Off-Road AOAA Admission 22 fundraiser event. It'll be Sunday, December 13th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. There'll be raffles, off-roading, of course, best Jeep prizes, and more. The event will be held rain, snow, or shine. I imagine sleet and hail as well. It'll just be held on December 13th from 9 to 3 at the Anthra site, hope I said that right, outdoor adventure area in Cole Township, Pennsylvania. If you want to learn more, go to the Apex Off-Road Instagram page. And we are back. All right, Chris, you had a question.
I like the way you do that teasing there.
Yeah, it's good, right? I listen to you, Bob Sagendorf, our producer. I listen. See?
Jerry, the same staff, Shula, Sharma, and Betcher.
Yeah.
Going against this schedule this year, the Rams game, Chicago, Dallas, Tampa, Philly, and last night.
Yeah.
You think the last three losses would be by a combined 3 points?
No, I think they...
Six points.
Yeah, 6 points. I think they probably would have gotten blown out by Philly. Once Philly drove down once, that would have been it for them. They would have just crumbled. The Ram game would have been ugly. Yeah, I mean, look, other than the 49er game, and that was really only in the second half, every game's been close, and I know that doesn't make you guys feel much better. We're still losing. But, Chris, no. 1,000% agree with you. We would have been embarrassed.
Teams that they're losing to on last possessions. Last night was a two-point attempt, right?
Right.
Could have tied it up. All that. They're much more talented than the Giants.
Oh, yeah. Immensely.
But in this league,
yeah,
I've said it 1,000 times.
Yep.
Coaching is huge
yes,
in football.
Is. Yep.
It makes up deficiencies.
Yeah.
And what they're doing now is making up the lack of talent on the roster. Right?
Yep.
And come on, man. And they're bringing this team within possessions of being a 4-4 squad or 3-5 squad, upsetting teams like Tampa and Rams. And you know what I mean, Jerry?
Yeah, Chris, I went into this game last night. And I thought, we're going to get murdered. And I thought the Rams game, it was like, oh, we are going to get murdered. But the game plans are good. And it's a credit to this coaching staff because the talent is not there. We've all said it all year. It's not the talent. It's the coaching that's getting us to where we are. It's almost like you'd love to see what he could do with Beckham.
Well, look, they're going to have to decide.
Sorry.
Yeah, right. They're going to have to decide, you know, the Jones thing, you know, down the road, we'll see.
Yeah.
But there's some things they got to tighten up talent-wise, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, but you get this guy Judge and you give this coaching staff some more talent, Jerry.
Yeah.
And that's going to be on the new general manager or Gettleman if he's back.
Yep.
And then What could they do with that? Right?
Yep.
Now, that brings into play, well, Chris, we still got a quarterback that's throwing the other team's jersey. And yes, I agree.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to decide, right? Because no matter how well they're doing coaching and how well, if your quarterback's still making crucial mistakes, throwing the other jerseys, you're not going to win, Jerry.
No, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's going to be decided. You know, now, Jones, will he ever get out of this trying to do too much? I don't know. If he doesn't, he's not going to be here much longer, Jerry.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to look at over the 8 games. Chris, I thought the offensive line had their – am I wrong in saying if I say they had their best game of the season? I know that Jones was getting hit a bit, but it's a good front, the Buccaneers.
I thought they held up much – let's put it this way. They held up much better than I thought they would.
Yeah.
You know, right. I thought Andrew Thomas held up pretty well.
Yeah, sure.
Matt Peart, 24 snaps, no pressures.
Unbelievable.
This kid's got to play now. You're 1-7. There's no reason. Let's just have Fleming let him be a swing tackle. Somebody gets hurt, but let Peart play 60 snaps now.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Now, today, Judge said that even when Hernandez comes back, right, that he's going to rotate the guards.
Yeah.
That means he's going to work in, you know, Lemieux at left guard, and he's going to work him in at right guard.
Right.
With Zeitler. Okay, so you're going to see a lot more of Shane Lemieux. Now, Lemieux made some mistakes last night. No question about it, you know?
But it wasn't noticeable to the average fan, though.
Right, and there was some holes, boy.
Right.
There was some holes in that running game last night.
Yeah.
You know? So he's going to get in. They obviously think he's part of the future.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like I said, Jerry, I thought he held his own. I thought Andrew played pretty decent last night.
Right.
You know?
He did. He did. I thought it was his best game of the season.
And I thought Matt Peart played well when he was in there, and he played over 20 snaps, like I just said.
Yep.
Against a real good front seven.
Yeah. You know? Yep.
So,
I was going to say Gates played well too.
Yeah, I mean, look, guy, Gates played pretty decent. You know, now Nick's got to clean up the penalties a little bit now.
Yeah.
He leads the team in penalties up front. And had another hole last night.
Yeah.
You know? But he's improving, right? You see him pulling. He's doing some things. You know?
Yep.
But, you know, they'll have to decide at the end of the year if they think he's the future. But right now, they really like him. I can tell you that. You know?
Yeah.
As far as the trade deadline today, Jerry, I just spoke to somebody. And they were trying to get Golden Tate out of this building
as fast as they could.
But his contract was, you know, and a lot of people feel he's just not the same player.
Right. He's not getting, he gets no separation.
He's not the same player.
Yeah.
And his contract was a major problem. So Golden's still here now. You might as well stay on him a little bit. I put today on Twitter, get him the hell out of here. Right? Because what we're doing here is we're trying to build something. Judge is building something.
Right.
We don't need a guy flailing his arms. Like I saw last night. I don't know if you saw it.
Oh, no, I saw it too, yeah.
You saw it on TV.
I think it was on the interception.
Okay. I don't need a guy flailing his arms.
Right.
I don't need a guy screaming in the camera. Throw me the damn ball.
Right.
I don't need his wife on social media saying, oh, they're using my husband wrong. Okay.
Right.
We don't need that. First of all, your numbers don't back up your mouth.
Right.
Now, I remember being in a stadium years ago when Plaxico did some of that.
Chris, I was going to say Burris used to do that.
Now, here's the difference.
Yeah.
Now, I don't agree with it.
Right.
You know, you should never do that.
Big difference though, right?
But it's a big difference when you have a guy like Plaxico who's ripping it apart out there. Right?
Right.
As opposed to a guy who's not doing much.
Right.
A guy, in my opinion, has checked out.
Well, because I was going to say, sorry, this is a preemptive sorry to Lisa. But when you're 6'5", you shouldn't be overthrown. Sorry, go ahead.
Right. There you go. Your daily Eli show. So, okay?
Anyway.
You know, to a guy, in my opinion,
has
checked out of games at times.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody thinks, well, Chris, where are you getting that from? Come on, you know, why are you talking out of your blowhole? Well, I can tell you this, folks. There's people in the Giants building higher up in the building who feel the same way.
Sure. Yep.
Trust me on this one.
Yeah.
Okay? So, after last night, I guess he was trying to get himself the hell out of here, pulling that crap, you know?
Yep.
And it didn't work. He's still here. And, of course, he's going to come back saying, oh, it was just the emotions and all that nonsense.
Yeah, the issue is, I think, more than what they were going to get back from, the issue is the salary cap number, and they don't know what the salary cap's going to be next year. It's a big number that he has, I think. And I think teams were apprehensive to trade for him. I think the Giants would have taken a seventh for him. I don't think they would have cared.
So he will not be a Giant next year. You know, his guaranteed money's over and all that. So he will not be a Giant next year.
Right.
And they were trying not to – they were trying to get him the hell out of here today.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Evan Ingram, I know everybody's favorite punching bag, but the Giants had no interest in trading him.
Played well.
Now, a couple of people were feeling around about Evan.
Yep.
But the Giants basically said, well, you're going to have to blow us out of the water to trade him.
Right.
Nobody's going to do that, you know?
Yep.
So Evan's still here. Look, Jerry, I said this before. I know you don't want to hear it. And I gave up on Evan after the Philly game. I was like, all right, I'm done now, you know?
No, I like him, though.
But the coaching staff is not done with him. And that's all that matters. Not Chris Bisignano.
Right, or
not
Jerry Foley. Right.
The coaching staff, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
And they're not done with him. They feel this kid is still a major factor, what they want to do.
Right.
Now, I know people don't want to hear that, but folks, I'm just telling you because I talk to certain people in the building, you know, who talk to other people in the building. And when they tell me, Chris, listen, you know, they really like Evan. They think this kid is still going to be a big weapon down the road. You know?
Yeah, I mean, but they're easy guys to root for, right? Evan Ingram's a good kid. Daniel Jones is a good kid. No one's wanting this to not work and say, get the hell out of here. Like, I want him to do well. Like, he's an easy guy. You always say, kid works hard. You know, he's just got to put it together. He's got to stay healthy. Well, he's staying healthy this year, but he's just been so inconsistent. But, hey, listen, man.
Listen,
let's roll with him another year, whatever.
Yeah, Jerry, listen. He hasn't put it together. The drops are, you know, still a problem. He dropped the game against the Eagles, and that was the final nail in Giant fandom. You know, I don't blame them.
Yeah.
I don't blame them, folks. I'm not saying you're wrong, you know?
Right.
I'm just telling you, I'm just reporting to everybody that that's not the way they feel in the building.
Yeah.
They think this kid, Jason Garrett, Joe Judge, they're the only voices that matter.
Right.
And they think this kid could still be a very, very valuable weapon, you know?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying, folks. That's all I'm saying. Don't kill the messenger.
That's fine. It's fair. And one more guy that was going to get traded, Kevin Zeitler.
His name was definitely bouncing around, but I guess that didn't work out. I didn't hear anything about
it. I think it's about this. I think it's a salary cap issue again, like it was with Tate.
So I didn't exactly hear yet what happened with Zeitler, if they actually tried to move him hard or they didn't or anything like that. The only one I actually heard that they were looking to move, actively looking to move, was Golden Tate.
Before we go to the defense, I want to ask you a question. Wayne Gallman looked good last night. Why was Alfred Morris getting the ball so much?
Oh, God.
I mean, Alfred Morris ran okay, but it was like, why are you not giving it to Wayne Gallman?
I didn't agree with that, but whatever. You know, I didn't quite get that either. I really didn't. I'd rather see Deion Lewis run the damn ball. But
right.
But, hey, look, the offense did good things, right, Jerry? Before we get to the defense, they did some good things. Now, Jones, the two interceptions, missed guys down the field. Could have been a very different game, man.
Yeah.
But you got to stop saying could-haves. Oh, look at this. Close.
Right.
This play, we win. You got to get wins, brother.
I know.
You got to get wins.
Yep.
So,
well,
you know,
said.
And the defense, look. Lenny Williams is having an excellent season. Okay.
Really at the right time for him, huh?
Lenny Williams had an excellent season.
Yeah.
Now, I thought Bradberry played his worst game as a Giant.
Yeah, he did. I was going to say that before. He did.
Now, questionable DPI on him. No question about it. Yeah. I didn't think it was really DPI, but, you know, the refs are in another world, as we all know. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell they look at one play, they don't look at the next play. Please, don't even get me started with that crap. Right.
Yeah.
But Bradberry's getting beat a little bit now. Now, I'm not going to really fault him for the Evans touchdown. That was just an incredible throw, a nice catch by Mike in the corner.
And Evans is a great receiver.
And Mike Evans is really good. He's getting healthy now, Mike. And you know, he's going to be a major factor, especially when Brown gets it in, you know. So,
right.
But Bradberry, a couple of interferences, got beat a little bit. I thought it was his worst game as a Giant. I'm not saying he was horrific. I'm just saying I thought that was his worst game as a Giant, you know? Hey, Jerry, I want to talk about something. Donnie Holmes.
Yeah.
Now, not a big kid.
No.
But he plays big. He's got balls, man. I mean, twice last night in the open field, Leonard Fournette came at him. And Leonard Fournette is a big boy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
And Donnie put his shoulders down and wiped him out. You know, took him down low. I mean, to me, I was like, man, this kid has got him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if anybody's saying, well, Chris is in the NFL, of course. Hey, guys, anybody's ever going to say, well, you know, he's an NFL player. Of course he's going to stick his nose in it. Yeah, trust me. I've been watching football a long time. I've seen plenty of corners shy away from big boys.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So Donnie Holmes, you kind of like what he brings to the table, right, Jerry?
Yeah, no, totally.
You know, I kind of like, you know, I thought Jabril Peppers, you tell me how you feel. I thought he played his best game as a Giant.
I said he's literally all over the field. He was all over the field last night.
I thought he was excellent last night.
Yep. It's good that you validate my opinions on it too, because I write it and then I go, I wonder what Chris is going to say about this.
Yeah, sure.
Like, no, I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. I like, you know, like if tonight we had the podcast, you're like, oh, Jabril Peppers. Yeah, he had a lot of tackles, but he missed a lot. And like, oh, yeah. Oh, well. No, I thought he played well.
Yeah, I thought Jabril was excellent last night.
Yeah.
Up front, you know what? A guy that's really playing well the last three games who's in the rotation is B.J. Hill.
Yeah, he is. I know.
He's kicked up his game.
Yep.
You know, not much pressure. Look, they Jabril Sheard played last night. He didn't do nothing. You know, Trent Harris got some snaps.
Yeah, nothing.
You know, Fackrell was pretty quiet last night.
Cam Brown and Carter Coughlin.
And Carter Coughlin had a sack.
Yeah.
Brown had a pressure.
Yep.
You know. Coughlin had another pressure, too.
I love that those guys are in there. I'm very excited for the first time in a long time about the future of the linebacking corps. Blake Martinez is young. Carter Coughlin and Brown, at least, are exciting. Tay Crowder. Like, we might have a group of linebackers, finally. I like Fackrell, too. I mean, look, he's on a one-year deal, I think. But, well, yeah. I'd re-sign him.
Yeah, listen, the run defense was really – look, Blake Martinez, you know. Do you like Blake, Jerry?
Yes, I do.
Okay. He's got 82 tackles, dude.
Only 82 through eight games.
And 64 tackles. We haven't had a guy like this in a long time.
No.
All right. Even Antonio, when he was really good on the inside, you know, in that 4-3, Antonio didn't have 140 tackles and all that, you know?
Yeah.
Blake is all over the field.
Yeah.
You know? He's been a great addition.
Caused the fumble last night, too.
No, quite. Caused the fumble, right?
Yep.
So the defense, run defense was really, played really well. They got to show up the back end. A priority, obviously a priority in your offseason, Jerry, is going to be it.
Last night, though, like you said, I got to give him credit because those sacks were covered sacks. And yes, they have to get CB2. But Isaac Yiadom, I think, played the best game of his career. I mean, that 15-yard penalty was a joke. Brait lowered his head first. And what the hell is he supposed to do? But yeah, I mean, if you shore up cornerback position two, put Darnay Holmes in the slot, and then your safeties are Peppers, McKinney. Please keep Logan Ryan. Do something with him. Find a spot for him. I the secondary can all of a sudden go to a strength next year.
Yeah, they're going to have to get another corner, obviously, right?
Yeah.
You know, listen, the three priorities should be, Jerry, in my opinion. I know it's a little early to talk about all season.
It's fine. See,
but it's corner, receiver, and edge, right?
Yeah, you're right.
You know, now wide receiver is not one of the priority positions that I always talk about, but –
yeah,
you got to get Jones weapons. Look, Slayton's a nice receiver, does a lot of good things, but he's not a true number one.
You know who he reminds me of? Not in the way he plays, but in what he brings to the table, that he's not a one, but he's a really good 1A. Reminds me of Amani Toomer.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Like, he was never a one, but he was something more than a two. I'm not saying their games are similar.
Right.
It's totally
right.
Different, but he's that.
Right. Look, if the kid Chase is there, the kid from that who opted out this year, you know, coming out of LSU.
Oh, yeah.
Who's phenomenal. If he's there,
yeah,
you got to think about taking him. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you, a big weapon like that with Slayton and Shep, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, corner. Yeah. Look, Isaac Yiddum last night played very soft at times. Right.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, basically that's what Graham, they were worried about him getting beat over the top.
Yeah. Right.
And he's not, look, we all know Isaac Yiddum's not a starting corner in this league, but that's, we don't have anybody else.
Right.
Right. Ryan Lewis, who's not a starting corner in this league either. It was a late injury and he couldn't play. And they didn't even look at Corey Ballantyne. They totally scrapped that idea, you know?
That's bad, isn't it?
So, yeah. So,
wow.
So, you know, Graham, there's some things last night, but look, now get me before you think I'm smoking crack or something. And you say, Chris, did you get hit in the head with a golf ball this afternoon? Right? Yeah.
By the way, you're at the golf course. How'd you shoot today?
Oh, good. So, right?
Okay.
So, Graham has a little bit of, you ready?
Yeah.
A little bit of Belichick in him. Now, all right, Chris. Ah! Okay, let me explain what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
He disguises so well.
Mm.
I'm watching him last night. And I'm going to look at it. I can't wait to look at the All 22, right? He disguises his protection, his schemes.
Right.
Guys up front, are they in a cover two? Are they going man? Oh, all right, wait a minute. They're in a single high shell. Oh, they're in a – wait a minute. He's doing a cover three. Like, what linebacker is coming? Who's dropping back? I'm telling you, Jerry, even Brady last night at times.
Yeah.
Brady was like, what the F are they doing? You know?
Yeah.
And trust me, folks, one advantage of being at the games is that you could constantly look at the sidelines.
Right.
And Brady a couple of times came off the sideline. He came off the field and slammed his helmet down and stared into space.
Hmm.
One time Arians went over to him and Brady with his left hand was basically like effing something, you know?
Yeah.
And he wasn't yelling at any players. It wasn't like somebody wasn't doing the right thing. And Arians was like very demonstrative. He's like, okay, let's look at that. And he's looking at the play sheet and Brady's pointing left and right. And you could just tell, I think it was like Bruce was like, all right, Tom, what are they doing out there? What's the issue?
Right.
And I think Tom was like, at times like, well, they're showing this, but doing this, and we got to adjust it. You know, it was one of those type deals. So nobody's a better at disguise, you know, at mixing up the Belichick. Don't get me wrong. I'm not putting him in. I'm just saying Graham was in New England,
sure.
Right?
Yep.
And he's got a little bit of Belichick the way he disguises looks. Like pre-snap and post-snap is two different things.
Right.
Belichick is a master
at
the pre-snap and then post-snap look.
Right.
And you see a lot of that in Graham. You really do.
Mm-hmm.
I think Patrick Graham, Joe, you give him a few more guys, man. You know, I think he's going to be – I think the Giant fans are going to really be happy with him down the road. I really do.
Yeah, and I think
– Am I out of my
– No, I think you nailed
– You think I'm a little crazy mentioning like that little bit of that Belichick in him?
No. And I think it's – if you can't see the upgrade that he brings from over James Betcher, then you're out of your mind. I mean, he's almost doing such a good job that – you kind of want to start downplaying the job he's doing because he'll get a head coaching offer somewhere. So we have to start talking about him in a negative light maybe. I agree with you.
Point.
Yeah.
Jerry, can I just throw one quick point in?
Yep.
One quick point.
Mm.
Now, you look at Tampa Bay's films. This is like a credit to Graham. You look at Tampa Bay's films, their games, and I pointed it out this week. They love that deep cross, over-the-top cross.
Yeah.
They didn't do it one time last night.
Yeah, right. They didn't.
One. And Gronk did it against Vegas. Scotty Miller did it against Vegas. Chris Godwin did it against Vegas. Right? And to me, that tells me, well, you know what? We're looking at Graham. We're looking at Logan. We're looking at Julian. We're looking at their schemes. I don't think that's going to work this week. And they didn't do it one time.
Right.
And trust me, Jerry, Tampa loves that play.
Yeah.
And I said it. I was like, yo, guys, get ready. You're going to be seeing this, right? I said it, and they didn't do it one time. That's a credit to Graham. That's Bruce Arians and Brian Leftwich looking at it saying, okay, you know what? They're covering this. They're communicating on the back end. I don't know. I don't think this is going to work. We got to do some other stuff. You understand what I'm getting at?
No, 100%, buddy.
Okay. I'm sorry. I talk too much.
No. People want to hear it. No, people want to hear your opinions on this.
Schemes and coverages. I get
no,
out of
no, no. They love it. Absolutely. I was going to say one guy we didn't bring up who I think is working his way into a second contract is Dalvin Tomlinson.
Yeah.
You don't agree? You agree or no?
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. He deserves a second contract. Now, the only issue might be, Jerry, is that will he able to afford with the COVID and the cap?
Yeah, and Leonard Williams.
I'm just telling you that because it's a possibility, folks. Trust me on this.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. That's all. But does he deserve second contract in blue? No question about it, Jerry.
Yeah.
No question about it.
Yep, yep. All right, buddy.
Now, Jerry, I got to ask you something right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
You are the owner of the Giants.
Mm.
And you're 1-7.
Mm.
And you, Joe Judge says, hey, Jerry, let's talk about the team. And you bring Judge in. What are you saying to Judge? Are you happy? What are you saying? Go ahead.
I am thrilled. And what I'm saying to Joe Judge first is that without him getting too big of a head and to feel, you know, you never want to have people feel complete complacency, but I'm bringing him in and saying, listen, we know what you're up against talent wise, what you're doing here. Did you ever see the movie Blue Chips with Nicolas Cage? Nick Nolte. It's not a good movie.
Yeah. You've seen 100 times.
Yeah. When Nick Nolte at the end, when he's yelling at the media and he says, you know, when my best coaching job was last year when they were like 11-15 or something,
right.
That's what it reminds me of. Like, I don't know if Joe Judge is going to be able to surpass the coaching job he's done this year, even if a Giant team under him one day goes 13-3. That's how good of a job I think he's doing. And if I'm John Mara, I'm saying, Joe, you're doing everything right. We're gonna give you more talent. And I would ask him, what are your thoughts on general manager? I just would. Like, we want someone that you work with here, Joe. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, and that's what Joe would tell John Mara. Oh, what about this Dave guy?
Yeah, right. You don't like Dave? He's gone. I mean, I think.
By the way, John, yeah. Can I ask you something? How many Pro Bowls is this guy drafted in 3 years? You know, I've only been here once. How many Pro Bowls? That would be, Barkley 1 year. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can make the argument that that's not fair. I was going to say Dalvin Tomlinson, Evan Ingram. Yeah, they were Reese guys.
Well, they were Reese's guys. Yeah, yeah, no, right. We're talking about, you know. Just
no, players. I know. That's what I mean. Like, that. Yeah. You look at some of the draft picks that, whatever. Okay. But it, what's weird is I'm still very happy that of some of the guys he took in this year's draft, like, Gettleman was not a total failure. There's guys he got in spots that are good. It's just, you can't whiff the way he has. That's all. In key spots.
Jerry, we talked about it. Yeah. Give a draft 3 years, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, so 2018 draft. Hmm. Saquon, last year he's out. Yeah. High ankle. This year he's out for the year.
Will Hernandez.
Okay, so name me an impact player.
None.
From the 2018 draft.
The most impactful.
Saquon, and he hasn't even been here.
I was going to say the other one would be Lorenzo Carter, and he's not an impact player.
Jerry, he's not an impact
right.
guy, Jerry.
No, he's not.
I'm talking about an impact guy.
None.
You know?
None.
You gotta draft some impact players.
Right.
He's drafted a bunch of, they're nice players. They're nice, you know?
Right.
But I'm talking about an impact guy.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
Yep.
And now Lorenzo was on his way to have a nice year, but are we really going to say, holy crap, this kid was an impact on the edge?
No.
Maybe. Don't get me wrong, maybe. Mm-hmm. But, you know, mm-hmm. I don't think we were really there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and then, you know, you look at last year, we don't have to go through the draft, but it's Jones, DeAndre Baker, we all know what happened. Dexter Lawrence, he's a nice player. I like him, and I think he can be a very good player, but right now he's a nice player. O'Shane Zimmon isn't even playing. Slayton's a good, solid receiver. Ryan Conley was cut. Ballantyne stinks. So, that's
Jerry.
Yeah.
Roquan Smith.
Yeah, I know.
They're impact guys.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, obviously, you're not going to hit on all 7 picks, 10 picks. I'm talking about, but you look at the drafts. Okay, we'll give you an impact guy.
Yep.
You've got to draft a few impact guys, brother.
Yeah.
The Bears, right? Kyle Fuller, impact corner. Roquan Smith, impact linebacker.
Yeah.
I could go on and on. Eddie Jackson, impact safety. You get what I'm saying, dude?
Yeah, yeah. Look at all the impact players on the Buccaneers.
Okay?
Yep.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Devin White, impact.
Oh, so fast.
Levante David, impact. Hey, Jerry. How about Antoine Winfield?
Yeah.
He's a second round pick. He's becoming an impact safety.
Not like he had good pedigree or anything. I mean, that's those
you
are
get what I'm saying.
Yeah,
dude?
Those are the easier ones. Yeah.
Dallas Cowboys, Jalen Smith, Van Der Esch isn't right now. He's had the neck issues. But, you know, guys, DeMarcus, and these guys are. They, you know, you get what I'm saying, dude?
Yeah, I do. 100%.
Zach Martins, yeah. Tyron Smiths, Travis Fredericks. These are. That's what I'm saying, Jerry. That's all I'm saying. You got to draft impact guys, brother.
Yeah. Yep.
He hasn't done it.
Good stuff, buddy.
Get fired up.
I love it. And I wanted to be more angry tonight, but I'm just not. You know, like I it's almost like I'm proud of the way this team's playing, and I know we're all tired of losing. I was not expecting a winning season. It's just going to be interesting from here on out to see the progression of Jones, when Gettleman gets it, who comes in, and where they are next year's draft, and then see how these young guys perform. You know, the Cam Browns, the Carter Coughlins. So there you go.
Yep. These guys are busted, you know what, for Jones, yeah. For Judge.
Yeah, they are. They really are working hard. They're playing hard. I don't envy his position next year when he has to make some tough cuts, because these guys are playing really hard for him. And this is different than the 83. Like, you always want to compare years. Like, you compare the 83 disaster, Parcells' first year. They always had a good defense. That kept them in games, but they suffered a ton of injuries. I feel really good going forward with this franchise. I do, because of Joe Judge.
Well, you feel really good because you feel they're in good hands with this coach.
Right, and even if they make a change at quarterback, I feel like...
They'll make the right change.
Yeah, right. That's what I mean. Yes.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. I get what you're saying 100%, dude.
Yep.
100%. You just get the feeling they're in the right hands.
Right.
You didn't get that feeling with Sherman the last year, you know?
Yeah. Right.
You get the feeling they're in the right hands, right? And they'll make the right changes that need to be made, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying, basically. That's the way I feel, right?
Yeah. Yes. That's exactly it.
So next year's draft, you know, next year's draft, and what happens to, look, Jerry, what happens with Jones is where this franchise is going to go, though. You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see.
Yep. A lot of time before then.
We'll get into Washington at the end of the week.
Yeah. We'll probably drop Friday. It's already Tuesday, so.
Yeah, we'll get into Washington at the end of the week.
Yeah.
Who are coming off an impressive win. I know it was Dallas and all that, but it's still an impressive win.
Yeah. We didn't beat them. They did.
And a rematch. I'm sure they're looking for a little rematch, a little revenge for themselves. They probably feel they should have won that game, you know? So,
yep.
Against the Giants, you know? So, we'll see.
Yeah, it'd be funny. Last year, you know, they got Chase Young. It'd be funny this year if we do move on from Jones, if we take the quarterback they want instead. Anyway, sorry. It's way too early for that.
Way too early.
No, I know, but it'd be funny. Anything else, pal?
No, that's it, man.
Nice job. All right, everybody, to order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com. Go to Magster.com for a digital subscription, M-A-G-Z-T-E-R, and download The Giant Insider app from the App Store. We printed last night. It's finally up on Magster. So thanks to whoever was pinging me on that. I asked the American Sports Media and got it back. All good there. All right, guys, remember, Sundays are Giant Days. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.